Another month and another episode of Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from ASI. And Doug, we have got the 4th of July coming up. So we want folks to be protective of their ears with those fireworks and actually just all sorts of summer sounds going on.
Yeah, exactly, Tiffany. I mean, first of all, happy birthday to the U.S. You know, 250 years. I mean, that's a great celebration. I thank God every day that I live in this country. So, but this is the time of year, or this is a holiday where we really want to be protective of our hearing. I'm all for fireworks. I love fireworks. Played with them all the time as a kid and enjoy them now. And I'm not really referencing, you know, like the town celebrations where it's an organized event, you know, and they're putting them on in a safe manner and everything. I'm thinking about, you know, the backyard fireworks that we all like to do and we have access to now. And, you know, sometimes things go off when in areas that we're not expecting or too close to us or whatever. So you want to be very protective of that. Make sure you're using these things at a safe distance. Make sure you're not shooting bottle rockets at each other or whatever. Because, you know, we not only can we lose digits, you know, if something explodes more quickly than we're ready, you know, our vision or even, you know, honestly, our lives sometimes you hear about, but it can cause permanent irreversible damage to our hearing, too.
Yeah. And you never really think of that, or at least I don't think of that when you think fireworks. You think of the other things, like you said, with your vision and your hands and fingers and stuff. So definitely be prepared for those if you're out, if you've got friends that are out doing that this week.
Just be safe. Be careful.
Yeah, just be safe. Be careful. And, you know, with the summer going on, I actually saw a friend of mine post on Facebook. Their kids were at the races over the weekend, and they had the headphones on for the kiddos, you know. So
Yeah, I mean, those a lot of summer sounds that are happening right now. It's motorsports, you know. People love going to the races, and, you know, that's great. I'm in favor of that myself, but definitely provide hearing protection to kids because kids can develop hearing loss just as much as adults can. You know, protect your own hearing when you're at the races. Motorcycles, you know, folks love riding around in the summertime on their motorcycles. You know, you've got a lot of maybe noise from the engine, the pipes, but you also have a lot of wind noise when you're out on the highway, driving down the road at 70 miles an hour. The turbulence of the wind blowing over your ears actually can cause damage. So wear hearing protection with that. And then, of course, lawn care and mowing the lawn and leaf blowers, string trimmers, all those things. Just want to protect our hearing in this season.
So what kind of protection should folks be wearing? What different types are there?
Well, the best protection is the one that you have with you, meaning a lot of folks won't use hearing protection because they don't think about it. They don't plan ahead of time. Anything is good. I mean, ear muffs obviously are great because they protect your whole ear. They go over your ear. It's not difficult to put them on and take them off, but they're hot and bulky. You know, folks sometimes don't like to wear them if it's really warm out. So foam earplugs, I think, are great as long as you're getting them properly inserted. You know, when you roll those things up and you put them in your ear, you really should notice a pretty different, pretty significant change in your hearing ability. I mean, it should really muffle sound. So if you're using hearing protection like that, use them adequately.
Fantastic. Well, yes, this time of year, make sure that you are getting those ears protected. And Doug, if they have any questions, if they want to set up an appointment with you, a couple different ways they can do that, of course, on Facebook, and you've got a phone number.
Yep. And we, another mentioning hearing protection, we also make custom hearing protection, which I should have mentioned. So it's something they can call and talk to us about. The number in Carroll is 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.